This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we're honored to welcome him back to the program. How are you, Bill? It's good to hear from you.
Hey, Coy, I'm doing fine. I'm out on the road today in Mobile. I hope I'm coming in wall-to-wall.
You sound fantastic. Where are you?
Outstanding. Actually, we're just traveling down Midlothian Turnpike here in Richmond on our way over to the studios of WWBT 12. You know, we got the Republican National Convention coming up, and I'm going to be a special correspondent for WWBT reporting back on things that are taking place in Minneapolis. So we're going over there today to kind of kick that off.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Hey, what do you, with that in mind, and you know, the Democratic convention coming up, and then the Republican convention, what do you want to see McCain do at the convention this year? What in an ideal world, what does he have to do? What does this convention have to do?
Well, you know, the big thing obviously is going to be the selection of a vice presidential running mate, and no secret there, I'm a Mitt Romney guy. I'd like to see him add Governor Romney to the ticket. He's certainly my first choice. And beyond that, I think it's just continuing this process to get the message out. And, you know, what we're really seeing with this campaign is the more people focus on the seriousness of the choice, understanding that this is a critical time in the history of our country, a time where we face a lot of important issues, you know, making sure that we elect a president who, you know, not the president who necessarily makes the best speeches or has the most charismatic personality. Those are Senator Obama's strengths, but making sure that we have a president who has the background, knowledge, and experience to do the job, to exercise the judgments that are necessary to lead the country at a critical time, and who has the right stand on important issues like national security and economic security and energy security. And I think that's the message that you're going to see Senator McCain try to get out at the convention. And, you know, if folks make a decision in November on the basis of who makes the best speech or who has the most charismatic personality, we'll lose. But if they make a serious choice based on the substance of the experience of the candidates, their stand on the issues, and their ability to lead the country, we'll win.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Now, speaking of vice presidential picks, our Governor Tim Kaine here in Virginia has been floated by the Obama campaign as a possible VP choice. He is, we confirmed that he is being vetted by the campaign, or was being vetted. Conventional wisdom as of today is now pointing towards Senator Biden as a more likely pick, but, you know, what is conventional wisdom worth? Now, if Governor Kaine is chosen as a vice presidential selection by Obama, and that's to be announced any day now, what happens here? What happens in Virginia? You obviously, if he steps down, Bill Bowling becomes governor, right?
Well, that's the way it works. You know, one of the lieutenant governor's constitutional responsibilities is to succeed the governor in the event that he's unable to discharge the duties of his office for any reason, or in the event that he has to resign for any reason during the term of his office. So, you know, when you're lieutenant governor, you're always ready to assume those duties should the need arise, and should the need arise, we're ready to do that. But I'm hoping that won't happen, because I'm hoping John McCain will be elected president. And if we elect John McCain, then whatever happens with this Democratic vice presidential selection process will be a moot point.
And that's a good point. We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. One of the issues that has come forward this year, whether there had been a presidential campaign or not, probably would have been a key issue given the price of gas, is offshore drilling. And not just offshore drilling, but drilling in Anwar, more aggressive drilling on the part of oil companies. Now, they do have a lot of deeds on public lands where they're not currently drilling, but they would like more deeds on some offshore sites where they say they would like to drill. What are your thoughts on this, what has become a real big issue this year?
Well, I fully support offshore drilling. I think that it's important for our country to have a declaration of energy independence, and that means that we have to do a whole lot more to develop domestic sources of energy and all kinds of domestic sources of energy, certainly fossil fuels like oil, but more with coal, with natural gas, with nuclear, with wind, with solar and other renewables, with conservation. I think all of that has to be a part of a declaration of energy independence. But, you know, we can't do that without developing our own sources of oil here in the United States, lessening our dependence on foreign countries for oil. And an important part of doing that is going to be drilling offshore. It's going to be developing oil shale in the Dakotas. You know, I support drilling in ANWR. I think we can do that and not disturb a single moose or caribou up there. I think we can do this environmentally sensitively. And I think it'll help our country develop a greater degree of energy independence. And at the same time, I think it will reap some significant financial benefits for Virginia that we can use to help address important issues like transportation and other things. So, I fully support developing a very aggressive national domestic energy policy, and I think drilling has to be a centerpiece of that.
How would that actually work? Virginia being a coastal state, there's some sites off the coast of the Commonwealth where oil companies would like to drill. Number one, it wouldn't be close enough to actually see from the beach, right? And number two, would they pay Virginia for that right?
Yeah, they would. And you're right, it would not be close enough to see. Most of these rigs, whether we're talking about developing natural gas or oil, and by the way, the largest deposits we have off the coast of Virginia are probably natural gas deposits, but most of those rigs are about 50 miles out, you know, from the sands of Virginia Beach. You wouldn't even know they're there. And again, the record of being able to do that sort of drilling and production, it can be done environmentally safely and with due sensitivity to the environment. And frankly, I just think it's a win-win for Virginia and for the country. And the revenue estimates that we would receive here in Virginia are upwards of the hundreds of millions of dollars. And in fact, we had a piece of legislation during the recent special session that would have earmarked any future royalties that we got from offshore drilling for transportation in Virginia. And those royalties alone, quite frankly, could be enough to help to solve this transportation problem that we've been trying to resolve unsuccessfully for the last 6 years. So, you know, I just think, Coy, it's a win-win for Virginia and for the country. And, you know, these folks that are standing in our way of trying to do that, you know, like up in Congress, we got Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress who, rather than staying in Washington and trying to develop a domestic energy policy, go on vacation for a month. And, you know, that's the type of irresponsible behavior that's created the dependency that we have on foreign countries today, most of whom don't like us very much. And that's just not a very good policy.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Speaking of revenue for the state treasury, Governor Kaine had an announcement yesterday that it looked like his budget was off by, some say, as much as $1 billion. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it probably is going to be off by that much, Coy. And, you know, I think the key thing here to remember is that this should not be a surprise to anyone. The fact that we're going to be facing these huge budget shortfalls this year and next are directly attributable to the fact that the governor brought us a budget last December that had terribly overly optimistic revenue projections in the second year of the biennium. And that budget was adopted by the General Assembly. So, you know, we based our budget in the second year of the biennium on 6.8% revenue growth. No one in their right mind should have ever thought that we were going to see 6.8% revenue growth given the current economic conditions that are out there. But, you know, the governor did that for a reason. You know, he put that big revenue number in the budget because it generated hundreds of millions of dollars that he could then turn around and spend on new and expanded government programs. And what we basically did was adopt a budget that assumed we were going to take in money we had no realistic likelihood of taking in. And then it promised people that we were going to spend that money on their favorite program, making promises that we had no realistic chance of keeping. So the truth is that the governor proposed an irresponsible, fiscally unsound budget last year. The General Assembly approved it. There's enough blame to go around, but it shouldn't have been done. A more prudent course would have been to do what, you know, I called for at the time and a few others, and that was have a much more realistic revenue projection in the second year of the budget, scale back all this new spending on new and expanded government programs. And, you know, here's the difference. If you adopt a budget on conservative revenue estimates and you exceed them, you have budget surpluses, and that's good news. If you adopt a budget on overly optimistic revenue projections that you fail to meet, you have massive budget shortfalls. That's bad news, and that is the self-fulfilling prophecy that we put in place a year ago.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us once a month on this program. Have a great time at the convention, and perhaps we can chat with you while you're out there.
Hey, I'd like to do it. I promise you, you will not see me with elephant ears or blowing a whistle.
Okay, we'll hold you to that now.
Talk to you soon, Coy.
Absolutely. Take care and have a safe trip.
Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070, or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.